Ashwita, she has stances in this was called the Moshe Mordechai and the Tzvi, the Chaim, the David, the Yehuda, the Chaim. So we're holding now the very Chashu Tkuf in the air. Just had a Sala Shoshana, it was called before the Maiden. Very appropriate time for new and bigger undertakings. Now the time, which is Taka, Chashu Zach to come and join this Maybe the Gnayit Seder, Takenu Ascholos, which are happening now, is a Afyayim which has started, Bom Metzia, is a Afyayim which has just started today, I think, the Darim, there's a Tafeshkur is starting, Yusefus Veya. It's a Merdek thing, if somebody wants to take it to the next level, we have a Chavu which wants to come, be a tremendous host of person, and now the Taka are more opportunities for people to come and join me. It's like a tremendous plus to have Rav Shor Shmita, who's been physical over there in the past couple of years, as I think Shuba, Taka Gillis, physical for the Marathon.
Past The person realizes that he did tshuva a year ago, and then tshuva 2 years ago, and 3 years ago, and 4 years ago. And after all, I returned all the way to what I was before. I didn't complete with the tshuva the way I said I would do it. So I see that it's a dollar that's more or less taki impossible. Taki impossible. Haraya, that afterwards, as all the kadmonim that lost, person is shocked, he goes back. So how taka, is it possible that I should do tshuva if I return? And everybody knows the Rambam. The Rambam writes that the Yisrael of tshuva is Hashimot Olav Yedeh Talumis Shalei Yoshev L'Kislai. And even after all the pshatim in the Rambam that it means that right now it should be Shalei Yoshev L'Kislai, the Yetzirah had the mercy encouraged to show us that we returned to L'Kislai and we didn't have the Yedeh Talumis was made on us. So why should I try again if it's anyway a lost case? I didn't do it 1 year, another year, another year. So we lose our ability to do tshuva of an emes. What is the answer to this in the Kuda? How a person does tshuva. And the chayra, libi yaymali, that is what a sheya is trying to be mechadish to a person. A sheya is trying to be mechadish to a person when a person looks at his life and looks that I can't do tshuva. And Allah says, what is tshuva? Rambam said that tshuva first becomes the very chadasha. Esmael, yesterday he was a mshukas, a mesuyah. Today he's a korev, nechmal, yedid. He becomes a different person, he's a new person. That's what Rambam says tshuva is. A person looks at himself, how am I going to change to be a new person? I can be a new person. I'm not going to be a new person. I'm not going to change to be a new person. I'm not going to be able to change myself to be a new person. What is the courage to do tshuva? Hashem telling us dvarim that a mamish dvarim l'ibroim al miyayim. Aval, if you're going to live in the same surroundings that you are today, if you're going to live on the same level that you are today, you're going to live in the same world that you are today, you're 100% right. It's a davar kemat i'efshar for you that it shouldn't fall through again. Shuva Yisrael, Yosheh tells you that you have an ability to go and elevate your life to a different level. Shuva Yisrael, Adar Shema Lekecha. You have an ability to go and return to a higher level of life. Not live on the same plane that you were living till now. When a person realizes that Shuva is not the pshat that I'm stopping to do Averis, tshuva is not a pshat that I'm not going to do a chet anymore. Because if I'm in the same surroundings and I have the same nesiyanis and I face the same sin that I faced the day before, may I chetation that you're going to have the ability to be able to change. Where do you even take those courage to change? Zogdeh Hesheya, I'm giving you a learn in the ka'etza. Tshuva Yisrael, Ad Hashem Alekecha. A yid has the ability to elevate himself and to pick himself up onto a higher level that the surroundings is not the same surroundings. It's Allah Shana Lekecha. Tayyidah, before we go and try to explain what this means that a person has the ability to change himself to Allah Shana Lekecha, we have to realize that Nishto Hino is the Shabbos called in Klal Yisrael Shabbos Shuva or Shabbos Tshuva. What did it have to do just because it's Aseret Yemei Tshuva? It was kind of a name, Shabbos Tshuva. The Teretz is that the greatest koyach that we have to be able to elevate ourselves to a different level is Taka Shabbos Kiddush. Said in Heilig Yisrael Semes, I don't know where, but my father Tzachan Ibracha said it over Kiseide, but I understand that it says so in Yisrael Semes. V'tomo toivo yeshli v'beit dinozai v'shabbos shmo. Said the Heilig Yisrael Semes that the Ancient did not take out that Matana from Beis Ginozov. He took us and picked us up and takes us into Beis Ginozov. Meaning that on Shabbos a person gets elevated, taken to a different world. A person doesn't stay in the same world on Shabbos. He's taken in a different world on Shabbos. He enters Beis Ginozov Shalatovish Baruch Hu. If Tshuva is detached, as we just said, what Hosea is telling you, that you have to elevate yourself into a world of
The Gemara says, that when you learn Torah, cholim atochoyte al roishim, something that doesn't say by any mitzvah say, every mitzvah say that you do, the exhara has an ability to take it away from you, to be yearning from it, to get cautious from it, to tempt it, whichever way you can do it. But Torah HaKadosha is cholim atochoyte al roishim. You're doing him damage when you learn Torah HaKadosha. So Torah HaKadosha doesn't let. He'll let you do every mitzvah in the world of the lesson. Because every mitzvah in the world, he has an ability through a certain aveya that you'll do, he'll take away the mitzvahs, he'll grab them away from you. Of Torah, you're afraid of because Cholam Atachaita al-Risha. That's what he's lesson. Oh, he was afraid of the Novi, Shuba Yisrael Adeshem Rekecha. Ki chashalta v'amaynecha. Or who he mochem dvarim. You want to know what you do have that you could do. You take your right, you have enough, all you have. Your limits is that same what I can nixal. You don't know how you can take yourself to be returned and to elevate yourself and to put yourself into a different world. Who he mochem dvarim b'shubu el Hashem. Take the Torah HaKadosh that's with you. Imochem dvarim, the Torah HaKadosh that's with you, that you are able to take it, and shuvu el Hashem, that could elevate you, because that is the Yetzirah kin, the touch. Why? Because Cholam HaTachayta HaRishon. So we realize that the Navi is giving you an Eitzah, when he chases again, shuvu el Hashem, he's giving you an Eitzah, how you elevate yourself, Hashem Alekecha. How you pick yourself your life and you make yourself a life, a different life. Because when a person learns Torah, just like we spoke before about Shabbos Kiddush, a person has to realize what Torah HaKadosh does to him. It says in the Sefer HaChaim, from the brother of the Maral, Gemara is Rosh HaTevitz, Gabriel, Bachael, Rafael, Uriel. Why? Because when a person learns Torah, he's surrounded by four malachim. He's in a different world. He's separated from the whole world. It says in Yaman the Shlava, Talmud and Heilig Egoim, that a Gemara, Teres of Alpen, Adam to Chalokim, Gemara and Masnissen. Every Mishnah, before the Mishnah, it says Masnissen, and before the Gemara, it says Gemara. He says Gemara Masnissen is Begematria 1204. Why? Because when a person learns Torah, he has four malachim around him. Every malach is made out of fire. Four times eight is 1204. Just giving it to you to realize, a person has a mechitza of eight between him and the world when he learns Torah HaKadosha. When you learn Torah HaKadosha, the Rebbeinu Shalom gives you a choyma shel eish around you. You're separated from the world. You're in a different atmosphere. You're not in the world anymore of Gashmias. You're in a different world. You're in the ancient world. Just like in Shabbos and the Beit Dinatan, when you learn Torah HaKadosha, the ancient separates you and puts you into a different world. I'm not talking Chas V'Shalom about people that bring the world into the Torah HaKadosha, that bring the world with them into the Torah HaKadosha. Because the Baruch HaChama, that the form Halachim don't separate the person from the world, when the person is sitting with the world together. That doesn't work. You can't sit with the world together and expect to be separated from the world. If you do have a part of your status to separate yourself from the world, and I'll say a very sharp remember, that a person that learns 10 minutes in the morning with a short telephone, and a person that learns an hour and a half with an open telephone, is merit choshev those 10 minutes and an hour and a half. Because those 10 minutes is in a different world, and the person that's an hour and a half with the telephone, merit hakitera, and all things, but he never entered a different world, because he was together with his world together. And there's talentless of teiris, chui, mach, and dvarim, v'yishuvu al Hashem, pick yourself up into another world, in the world of Delta Alter Taino, a world of time, of Everstiker Taino, of Everstiker Taino, the Lekai, of being married, smashing in a separated world. Grace, Nikuda, Heilige gaat niet sterven. De Heilige gaat niet sterven. Dat is een gooi. Moet je magisch betalen. Of een heel learning. Sabbath in the morning, tomorrow before davening. He would be beguiled for the time God see that a person has. He has a way to not from the time he grew me, from the time he gives me that a person has from me. What does the Chmigai give me not good? Kosi the Kosi and when a person elevates himself, he turns out to Yeshua. And he puts down in the shoe of Hashem, that he returns completely to the age that when he learns to Eidah. And that's the age to the Rebbeinu Shalom. He's been down himself with the Rebbeinu Shalom to Eidah. He's the shoe of Hashem, he enters a different world. When a person enters a different world, when he enters that different world, the world has no shavius to him. The world around him loses its shavius. The world around him loses its clunks. It doesn't have any chain anymore. It doesn't pull the person anymore. Because he's in a different world. He's marish a different time. He's marish hechekat. He's marish doimkat. Then he's able to do tshuva because the world doesn't interest him anymore. That's called changing. That's called being al Hashem alekecha. Being marish the endless time for us to sign al Hashem. Being marish what means being sanning al Hashem. And being marish that time. Then a person elevates himself to a down to under a level. Does it be a sheyach eitza? A sheyach eitza is to a person that is be'etzem. Don't see himself being able to change. Don't see himself being able to overcome the situations around it. So after my sheyach, you have an eitza that you could elevate yourself. You could pick yourself up higher than the world. When you're on a different plane, then nothing interests you. Everybody realizes the miracle of the best muscle from it. The Malim Yesh Bekerem. The Malim Yesh Bekerem. What is the muscle of the Malim Yesh Bekerem? That when you're up there and you look down in the world looks like the Malim. Nobody's interested in the Malim. Nobody has an interest in the tightness of the Malim. When you learn Torah and Daisha, you look down at the world, you say on the world, the Malim Yesh Bekerem. The world is the world of the moment. It's not the world of the moment. It's just that when you're down here, they look like they're interesting. When you're up there through the Torah and Daisha, you see that all the times of the Mazah are nothing more than the moment, are nothing more than a bunch of colonies of ants. That's all it is and doesn't interest you. Does it require to Nashayah be deterring to a person that should elevate himself? When we put both of them together, when a person puts it, we said, oh, it's a chazanish, Shabbos and Torah together. Taki uses both aces for Siddur. See, the entire way in the Shire, where a person reaches from that, those are the galgos, tiring in. I believe that every single person remembers a dirt two back, the dirt of the Yidin that came after the Shaya, he came after the Mahama, Yidin, Amalek Yidin. What do they do in the morning, Shabbos morning? Who don't remember 4 o'clock in the morning, eating, getting up, Shabbos morning? The feast guys in the coils and praying. Why? But for them, it would be the left side of the Lord. That element in the whole week. But this coil and Shabbos Kedish, not in the third together, it picked them up into a different world. That opened up the shalom of the whole week, beyond the Shabbos, Yipah, Zeach. Since the end, it opened up nearly to Shiarim in a person. Those are the kayach that a person has to be able to be Shuvu El Hashem to a world higher than it. Rashi says, Ki Amitzvah Aleis is Teira. The Rabban learns, Ki Amitzvah Aleis is Tshuva. That it may be ain't. There's no difference between them. But it's telling you a weird kizach. First, Taka has to be a Havamin. Tshuva is misplaced. Tshuva is rechayta. Because to change and not to be shot in the kislaid is a pillar by me. How am I going to change? I've been ready to drain in my life in certain things. I'm no way that I can give it up. But the eitzah is ke'amitzah v'eslay misplaced v'cha v'rechayki kikor v'lecha adorah miyayit Torah v'eshah v'fichah v'lecha Torah Gosha, like Rashi learns, through living that Torah, if you can go up to Juma, one brings to the other, because it will elevate you, it will bring you to the Shemayim, it will bring you to the Shemayim, it will bring you to the Rekarev, it will elevate you to a learning place. Thus is the Seif from Juma. The Seif from Juma is changing the place that we are, elevating ourselves to a higher life. And that's the Kabbalah that he has to want to elevate himself. He has to want to change. The Eishter is ready to give you in a minute everything that you need. This is Nishta Chinom that the Yid came and told me a Maisa yesterday, only to say it over Veram. I'm not a Chroya of the Maisa. It's not clear. I'm not a Chroya of the Maisa. But Yid told me over a Maisa that he says that he knows who it is. And he knows who it is. Ken Dimes and before some Meral, he can't see all the time. I only know what he told me yesterday. And the Chalda Medav is in his own. He said that the Eid in Florida, that was Leinu, Leichem, him and his wife, Rochik Minatoya. Rochik Minatoya. Sigiven Rosh Hashanah, I don't know when it happened. I only know what he told me. Sigiven Rosh Hashanah, he saw people going, with hats and jackets, walking to the water. Kids did gehabt. I said, "Pstu, I said, 'Ach, Tashlich, Rosh Hashanah. Let's go see what they do.'" And then he went to see, and he went with the Yid, the Tashlich. He went to Yid, the Tashlich, starts Chabet Yid, and asks him, "Do you hear Shofar today?" "No, one head, yeah." "Took out a Shofar and goes for himself. Tells my name is so and so." He goes back home and tells his wife what happened. Said the Yid Abu Shafir said his name is so and so. So see, I had a grandfather that had the exact same name. He turned them on, and then Yvon rooted the tent of Gabala Chuba. The guy was very more than Abraham Kanievsky, the Eden. Why the Abishta didn't send this person 20 years ago? Why 20 years ago didn't I get this wake up call that the same person, the name, the same as my grandfather? Why didn't he come? All you have to do is walk to the Tashlich. The minute you did that one step to walk to the Tashlich, the Eishti Geshik Tashoyfer, the Eishti Geshik Tamenshin, the Zelda Nomen, the Eishti will send you everything that you need afterwards. All you have to do is make that one step. It's not even the Oyer and the Oyer, the Chizuk and the Maishan. The Eishti will have everything ready for you to give you all the Siyua that you need. All this yoga that you need, or you need one step for that yid, to go to Tashlich was a learning step. Every person has a certain step that he has to make that's not the normal step that he does. Then the Rishon will give him everything that he needs to turn him on and to give him and to wake him up and to change him. Just like in the Mises, a learning chizuk for a mensch. Of an Abayisai, there's a step that you have to do. And the step is something that you didn't do till today. Nicht go weiter in the way. That's not called taking a step in the right direction. Taking a step in the right direction means doing something to elevate yourself, to put your life on a different plane, to pick yourself up a little bit higher, to change your surroundings, to change your life. And more pu'ula is to then the Eish will give you the Shemaya afterwards, the Eish will send you all that you need to be able to change. Or we have to do that one nekuda, that one nekuda, that one step in the right direction. Thus will the Eish to finance. For the Eish is great of self. Long time with an oilam, I'm not really good for a Shemaya. I'm not really good for a Shemaya. It's in Yud Gimel Midrash Rachman is Rav Chesed ve Emes. Fragt die Tver Shloime, Emes is Mishpat. Emes is not from Yud Gimel Midrash Rachman. Emes is Mishpat. Wie kommt es heran Yud Gimel Midrash Rachman? Sagt der Heilige Tver Shloime, Emes means Kola Merachem Ala Briyas Merachem Olam Min HaShemayim. That's Emes. Obviously, it's Rahim in Yisharachim. Merachim Olam Min HaShemayim. So, if I say to the Shloim, what's the Rav Chesed for Emes? What's the Rav Chesed? Her Amir Nikit for Shloim. We're going to come home tonight at 11 o'clock. Somebody's going to knock on the door. Have a little mitztaka. No? Our reaction might be, what are you mitching me 11 o'clock at night, you know? Doch der heilige Tver ist leu mit Herr, aber ich sei. Der Rach hätte zu der Eishe ihm, der ich sends you, somebody to ist, you berachen. Nicht nur der Eishe, der ich sende, der hat mir dort empf. Der Kola merachem, alle Brieß, ist merachem, all wann es am Ayem. Der Eishe schickt dich zu, he sends you, a person to ask you, to be able to be merachem an him. Das ist wie solche Tremes, das ist das Verrat Chesed Bermes. Hopefully they get very slim. It changes the whole look at life. Oh, I'm not saying all it's very slim for that kid. I'm saying all it's very slim. It's a dog. People the age to do for us to bring us all the way back. Not only is Mirach Malas from Mirach Malabrias. He sends you the Mirach Malabrias. He sends you the Mirach Malabrias. Now from Maschus of them. Now from Maschus he should send you the right Brias. He should send you the right Rachman. Oh, it's not a meter. And if you do the right, the good, the age to shift everything you need. Those days in that very slime, the age to help you, the age to elevate you, and the age to bring you the mind of the mind of. No, the age to want that we should change. One thing we have to do. One step in the right direction. Those is from the Rabbi. To start elevating ourselves, to give ourselves the courage, to give ourselves the courage, to pick ourselves up. Today, the Gemara Sof Mesechtes Makis. A Gemara that everybody knows. Bocha Maku, Pemina, and Alachas. The Gemara talks about others. The Gemara says, Bo Yeshaya, Pemina, and Ashesh. Yeshaya, Pemina, and Ashesh. Stay, Bohu, Meroimim, Yishkan. Those three words lie in everything that we spoke about. Yeshaya says, the answer for a person is Meroimim Yishkan. Don't live here, live there. Live above the world, don't live on the world. Live Meroimim. How do you get to live Meroimim? You have to take the step. The step in the right direction is to be able to live the Meroimim. So the answer is how to live Meroimim. Every answer that you do should look in there, Hateva. And we try to pick ourselves up to our life of Lamayim in there, Hateva. Help them stay. Zwei Eitzes in der Klor, Shabbos and Torah. Shabbos and Torah, two myriad Eitzes that we have, that are able to make a person's life at the home of the life, at the home of the life. Or, as we said, Sitali, I heard from the Rebbe of Israel once, Sukkot, Shabbos, Sukkot, he spoke about the going, and said that in Sukkot you go in with the whole group. Why not Shabbos? Shabbos also in your roof. So to explain it, it's mamash what we started with. Shabbos in the Arabi is imaton teve beis genozai. Not everybody whose whole goof is in the beis genozai. There are people that have heads in the beis genozai. There are people that have a goof in the beis genozai. You have to be so able to pick yourself completely into the beis genozai. Those in our way of the Shabbos to go completely into the beis genozai. As kommt das Shabbashuva, as kommt das Shabbashuva, person has to realize, he wants to be Meroimim, he has to go into Beit Ginoza, leave alone, nicht the normal Shabbos, that leider, we still connect to the world, we still have our things that we're connected to the world, whatever it is, everybody's the same, everybody has on his level a certain design. So this one, what he reads on Shabbos, this one, what he talks on Shabbos, this one, what he thinks on Shabbos, yet they know also not a cash of the Mea Mice on Shabbos. Oh, Shabbos Shuba, oil on my to be metabol ourselves, to walk in completely into the basic order, to live a life of elevated Shabbos. And you'll realize what it is, and we'll do that one for Uda, and the age will give us the ability that we should be Meroim of Yishkain, we should live Meroim of Dik, and we should be above all the Nisyanis of the world, and we'll be able to be misgoverned in the Nisyanis, be able to see when the age is Rachman on us, and takes us out from this bitter regardless of the Meroim of Yishkain. Amen.